Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Metalla Royalty and Streaming, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTA, and on the NYSE, also under the symbol MTA, chatting with the president and CEO, Brent Heath. Now, Brent, let's talk about news that came out March 25th. Two separate royalty transactions, one on Barrick's Alturas Del Carmen project, and one on the amalgamated Kirkland projects, this from Agnico Eagle. Let's start off with the royalty on this Alturas Del Carmen project run by Barrick Gold. What attracted you to this royalty, and give us an update on this project as well, please.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we were really excited about this royalty. I mean, there's not very many projects like this on the planet. This is one of Barrick Gold's, which is one of the largest gold producers in the world, one of their key development assets in South America. And we got a 0.5% on the Del Carmen property. This is a larger deposit. We think combined will go, you know, well over 10 million ounces. It's currently sitting at about 8.9, and the meat of the work that's happening right now is on the Del Carmen side, where we picked up the royalty. So this asset, these types of projects are very few and far between, and to be able to pick one up on something that we think has the potential to move towards production is an incredible thing for us to get.
So, Brett, what are some of your guys' estimates in terms of how this project moves into production and possibly even when?
From our research that we did on this asset, most of the mineralization on the Del Carmen side, which our royalty covers on the Argentina side of the border, is near surface, where the mineralization on the Alturas side is actually a bit deeper. And believe it or not, it's actually easier to get permits in Argentina than Chile. And so our suspicion when we were looking at this acquisition is that, and I think this is the reason why Barrick is really focused, particularly on the Del Carmen side in regards to capital spend right now, is that it's looking like they're going to continue to do work on the Del Carmen side and prove up a significant amount of more ounces than what is historic, and to a point of critical mass where they can develop that first and potentially ramp into the Alturas side. So there's a lot of potential here. That obviously in that situation could fast track, but we don't know that for sure because it's still a bit away from any kind of finalized mine plan at this point.
Fair enough. Just interesting to get that update because, in all fairness, when you have these large companies, you actually don't find out too much about some of these more exploration and potentially moving into development stage projects. Let's also talk about the acquisition of the amalgamated Kirkland royalty. This coming from Agnico Eagle. This is up in Canada, deals with a couple different deposits. Give us a little bit more information on this royalty, please.
So these are two properties that were separated. So one part is owned by Agnico Eagle and the other one's Kirkland Lake. And this is right in the heart of the Kirkland Lake camp. One of the deposits on the Agnico side covers a resource. And we think it will, at some point here, move in production and kind of be part of the Kirkland Lake camp that they're developing along with Upper Beaver. So it's an exciting property. I mean, the key is with all these acquisitions, we want to position our shareholders not only exposure to the top operators in the world, which in this case is Agnico Eagle and Kirkland Lake, both major mining companies and very, very well run major mining companies, but also these proven geological trends. That is just absolutely key when you're buying royalties, because over time, it's this optionality when you've got 40, 50, 60, we're pushing almost 70 royalties now that we've acquired, and they're all being worked on. I mean, these are royalties that are being worked on. These big companies are spending a lot of money on these projects. We can buy them at a stage where we're confident that, look, there is significant mineralization there, both Del Carmen property, both the AK properties. Okay, so we know that there is something there. It's not fully drilled out or understood even by these big companies, and they are spending a lot of money. And that is the sweet spot. That's the sweet spot that you want to be at on these proven geological trends, where when something is found or it has the potential at least to be very big. And that's the whole game of the royalty business, is to be able to get some of these royalties, some of these tier one types of assets. And, you know, I've said this before, there's no way, or it's extremely difficult. I don't want to say there's no way, but it's extremely difficult to buy one of these kind of tier one strategic assets once it's known. If you look at the ones that exist today, you know, almost all of them were acquired at a time when it was similar to these situations where there was known mineralization. It was on a proven geological trend, and it just so happened that a lot more was found there. And we've seen this over and over again. And so when we're looking at buying these assets, we look for these specific characteristics, because this is what we feel will deliver the highest probability for the biggest upside surprise for our shareholders. And so you're going to get that with the Del Carmen acquisition. You're going to get that with the AK acquisition, these two recent acquisitions. But not only are you going to get that upside, you're also getting a highly accretive deal that's going to add a lot of value today with that potential. So it's just, you know, more of what we're looking to build here, more of how we think about this business and how we're generating value for shareholders. And I think we're going to be able to continue this. You know, we're off to a great start here in 2021. We've got a record 4 transactions completed in the first quarter. That's the most we've ever done in one quarter as a company since inception. And it's looking like, you know, the balance of the year is going to turn out pretty good. We've got a lot in the pipeline as well. So we're going to keep it up and keep our heads down and keep cranking out good deals.
Now, what were the transaction costs of these two deals that were just announced?
I don't know exactly what the actual transaction costs are, but you know, we typically, in most of our deals, since we buy third party, since we're buying these royalties from third parties and the third parties are receiving cash, we typically ask these third parties to, you know, subsidize at the very least these transaction costs. You know, cover legal fees and diligence fees and kind of tax analysis and stuff like that. Normally not all the costs, but, you know, at least somewhere kind of in the 50% range is what we do. So the actual transaction costs as a whole are not kind of a material part of it, but it's these royalties that we're stacking that we're really excited about.
So Brett, you already mentioned just how active the company has been in the first quarter of this year. Ties into a news release on March 26th that highlighted the financial results for the 7 months ended December 31st, and also provided a lot of asset updates and summarized a lot of the transactions that happened in 2020. I'll post a link to that news release because there's a lot of information there, but I think the most important thing, can you please summarize the 2020 acquisitions and transactions that the company went through?
Yeah, so we completed 7 transactions. We acquired 18 royalties. It was one of our biggest years so far, which was last year. Since inception, we acquired 2 producing royalties that replaced, you know, everything and even a bit more of what we lost on the Endeavor Mine Silver Stream, which was our previously largest cash flowing asset. So we're able to quickly kind of pivot, fill that cash flow. We're also able to pick up 2 very, very high quality and, you know, I would say royalties that provide for just a huge amount of optionality for the company, which is the Fosterville transaction. That one, you know, we're going to be getting a lot of drill results on that over the next 12 months. Kirkland Lake, has publicly stated, you know, they're going to be spending, you know, just under $100 million on drilling this year. And we think a pretty reasonable chunk of that's going to be on the Harrier deposit, which is what the asset that's or the deposit that's closest to our royalty claims that we think, you know, has a high probability of crossing over onto our royalty claims. So we're gonna be looking out for some drill results from that. Also the Cortez royalty that we picked up. We actually picked up two Cortez royalties last year. One that covered a large 190 square kilometer block to the southeast extension, covered a portion of Gold Rush South. If anyone's not familiar with Gold Rush, you know, Gold Rush 4 Mile is probably going to end up being the biggest producing asset within the Barrick Newmont JV in Nevada. It already has, you know, well over 20 million ounces of reserves and resources combined. And, you know, we think it's going to go much, much bigger than that. And the southern extension of that asset, the royalty covers, we also picked up another royalty that increases the southern extension up to 3.5%. So it was a busy year. You know, again, we're looking at just picking off these high quality, you know, we think have the potential to be extremely strategic cornerstone assets, as these companies continue to advance them, as they continue to drill them. And, you know, we're excited. We're excited. We've been able to, you know, we've got so much news flow coming from all these assets that, you know, as we continue to progress and add more transactions, I think that the, you know, the news flow from all of our operators is just going to continue at a faster rate. And, you know, that again increases the probability for more upside surprises. So we're excited about it, and we're excited about, you know, what we're able to get done last year.
Yeah, and already off to a fast start this year, too. So if anybody has any follow-up questions for Brett, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And hey, Brett, it's fun following along with all the transactions Metalla is doing. And again, read over that summary of the last 7 months of 2020. And if you have any questions on those, please email me those as well. Brett, we'll follow up as some more news hits the market. Thank you again for your time today.
Okay, thank you.